This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
That's exactly what it is. It's exactly who I am. I'm OJ Borge with BFBS Esports Live. Just start off saying thank you to the Audio Content Fund. So what is this show? This show dedicated to gaming in the forces. Well, we have a smorgasbord for you. We have the latest gaming news from the forces. We've got upcoming tournaments and festivals, plus we'd love to hear from you. So if you fancy getting involved, well, you can do. You can do it via the BFBS Facebook page, Twitch, or you can head to the BFBS website, which is bfbs.com/esports live. And this, our third show. We had our debut album, then we had the difficult second album. This one, I feel, is pure experimental jazz. And what are we going to do over the next however long it is? We'll be chatting to the leading hand, David Clough, Zombie, from the Navy's esports team, to chat about the Royal Navy Video Games and Esports Association and how you can get involved. Plus, I'll be chatting to Corporal Greg Barrett, who goes by the name of Whitestorm, about an upcoming event where you could be gaming and tanking all in one weekend. And I would love to hear from you. As I said, love to hear from you wherever you are on the planet. This week, I want to know, what was the first game you ever owned? The first game you ever bought? What was it? Did you love it? How long did you play it for? How much was it? Let me know in all the usual ways. But first off, let us play some music. This is Dua Lipa and Physical.
When I got you next to me,
Dua Lipa there and Physical on BFBS, the Forces station. And this is Esports Live, all about celebrating gaming in the Forces. And the big news right now is the fact that we fixed the aircon in this brand new studio. It hadn't been wired up for weeks. So Weeks gone past, it was so warm I had to do the entire show in my budgie smugglers. This week, I'm just wearing them because I enjoy wearing them. So, who am I chatting to this week, our first guest? Let's say hello to leading hand David Clough. Goes by the name Zombie, an underwater warfare specialist based in Portsmouth. What am I calling you, David or Zombie? What do you want to go with, David Zombie?
Either or, mate, whatever you
are. I'm gonna go with Zombie. Now, you're an OG of the Navy's esports team. How long is that when you're one of the OGs? How long has that been?
So it's been about 3 years, I think. Started around 2019.
Were you into esports before that? Was that something you brought with you when you joined the forces?
I was, yeah. So I used to play in Plymouth, actually. So Game used to run Belong Arenas.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah, no, they're great.
I was part of the team in Plymouth, basically, Plymouth Armada, and then it just kind of grew from there.
It is such a great thing. Now, you've launched your own group with Able Seaman James Payne, who we spoke to last week, the Royal Naval Video Games and Esports Association, which has got one of the greatest acronyms I've ever heard. How would you pronounce the acronym, the RNVGEA? Go on, give it a go.
The RNVGEA?
Yeah, what was an acronym? The RNGEA?
So it's the Royal Navy Video Games Esports Association.
Yeah, I was thinking if there was a way of just saying that as a word. But tell us about the RNVGEA.
Basically, we've got about 600 personnel all over the Navy, veterans. And basically, we all get together. We play any sort of game, really, that you can think of.
What is the game of choice at the moment?
For myself, Counter-Strike.
Are you a Counter-Strike?
I'm a big Counter-Strike fan, so... but we've got Call of Duty teams, league teams, and every week they're always training and playing against the army and the RAF and stuff.
What is your particular skill in a Counter-Strike game? You an AWPer?
I am. Yeah, I haven't played for a little while, so I'm a little bit rusty, I think.
Well, I've always wondered about that, especially if you're a sniper in Counter-Strike. If you haven't played for a while, do you lose that mechanical skill? Does it take a while to get it back for the flicks and stuff?
Yeah, so there's like training maps and stuff that you can play to kind of build it back up, really. But
yeah, I've done a fair bit of work around Counter-Strike. In fact, I'm going to be at a big Counter-Strike event in Cologne in a few weeks' time. And I watched the pros playing these training maps, and it's outrageous the skill they have.
Is that ESL, is it?
It is, yeah. I'm going to be ESL IEM in Cologne, which is going to be amazing. If you guys can get over, come on over. But yeah, you watch them with the mechanical skill. It's unreal. So what events will you be organising in the coming months that people can get involved in?
Next week, we're going to Rapture in Kent, so we'll be there with the army. So anybody that really wants to go there, you know, you're more than welcome to come and find us. I believe next month we've got the Insomnia event that we're currently building up a team to go there and train the Navy, really.
What is it like when you're playing at these events, especially when you're on LAN, when you're in the same room as other people playing these games? How much pressure do you feel?
It is amazing. It's obviously, I've been to a Counter-Strike tournament before, and it is just, it's incredible just watching people cheer you on. The pressure, yeah, it does get to you sometimes, I think. But yeah, it's just amazing. It's just such an amazing feeling.
Because that's always blown my mind. Because I come from a background of playing games years ago when no one really watched you. We didn't really have the internet or ways of playing people. I can't, if somebody looks over my shoulder, I can't type on a keyboard without making mistakes. I feel so much pressure. So when you are there and there's a crowd and you know there's people watching you, with what you do within the Royal Navy, does that help, like dealing with the pressure of when you're actually playing in tournaments?
Yeah, of course. You know, you get used to you get used to being under pressure all the time. So when you're in that situation playing with your team, it's essentially the same thing, really. You just keep a level head and just try and deal with whatever comes your way, really, and just block everything out.
Best result you guys have had?
Come close to beating the RAF.
Well, how tough is it? I mean, I've asked this the 2 weeks we've done, every interview I've done. How fierce is that competition between the different branches of the armed forces?
It is incredible. We actually had a tournament with the army, basically, last year. And just most of the teams have got pros in it. When you're going up with a semi-pro, you know, you're going up people who have played professionally. It's just insane the amount of level and skill that they have taken out an entire team on their own. It's crazy.
I know, it really is. But then I guess when you're looking at it from the outside, people go, oh, you know, if you don't game, if you don't play Counter-Strike especially, you go, oh, it's just a computer game. But there's so much going on at the same time. Yeah. I'm asking this all the way through the show, and that is, what was the first game you ever bought or the first game you ever owned?
That's quite a hard one, really. Trying to think back, I grew up around like the Far Cry games.
Did you?
You know, and stuff like that, and Fable, and just it's such a variety of games. I couldn't even remember which one.
Okay, first game you truly loved. Then, what was the first game you truly loved?
Okay, Fable.
Was it?
So it's completely different to what I've gone with now, but yeah.
And it's back in the day. The problem is nowadays, we've all got jobs, we've all got lives going on, so you don't have the same amount of time. I hark back to those more innocent times where you could just put however many hours you were allowed to be on a console or a computer into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I miss those times. Yeah. Well, listen, Zombie, I really appreciate your time. What did you say the next event you guys are playing at is?
Rapture is the next one.
Okay.
So in Kent. And we'll be there, so anybody that wants to come and... If you're military, we'll give you the link to join our Discord.
Yeah, yeah, please do. And obviously, if you're watching on Twitch or Facebook, we'll bang the link into the chat then. We'll make sure it goes out afterwards. Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of whatever you're doing this evening. You got any training this evening? Are you playing this evening?
I haven't. I'm actually watchkeeping at the minute, so I'll probably get my head down.
Right. Well, we'll stop hassling you. Really appreciate your time. Take care, buddy.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Thank you very much to David Clough there, leading hand Zombie, for his time. And yeah, we'll obviously put the link wherever we've got it. We'll chuck the link in so you can get involved in their Discord. Let's play some more music. This is Pompeii and Bastille. Bastille on BFBS. I'm OJ Borge. This is Esports Live. More guests to come, more people to chat to before we get to the end of the show. But I have been asking you the first game you ever bought, which I guess is a bit of a difficult question in a way, because I actually don't remember the first game I bought. I know the first computer I had, and that was an Amstrad CPC 464, which worryingly was back in the days where stuff was loaded on tape. And I've actually got the sound. I mean, if you don't remember this, I don't know the age of you, wherever you're listening to, if you don't remember trying to load games on audio cassettes, you'd bang them in, you'd push it down, you'd sort of press play, and it'd play into the computer. And it sounded like this. Now, just protect your ears slightly. This is the sound of an Amstrad loading. I mean, it sounds like dial-up, doesn't it? It was awful. And what you'd do is you'd put it into the machine and you'd spend whatever, 30 minutes waiting for it to load. And then invariably, it wouldn't work for whatever reason. But the first game I truly remember buying with my own money, my pocket money, was a game on the Amiga called Speedball 2 Brutal Dulux. It was, you sort of threw balls to each other and you sort of had to score goals and knock each other out. And it's the only game I've ever been unbeatable on. To the point was, even mates of mine who were true gaming geniuses, they couldn't beat me on it. If esports had been a thing back then in the day, I could have gone pro. But I'm asking the question. Scott has told me the first game he remembers owning was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the Amiga. It was released in 1990, but my dad got it for me and my brother at a market stall in about 92. I'm guessing it possibly had a photocopied sleeve in it as well. You know, slightly washed out. Maybe not full quality. He says it was ruthlessly hard and none of us got past the swimming level, one of the many levels which weren't designed properly, so were nearly impossible to do. My poor daddy, said, had us crying at 5 and 7 because he was too bad at gaming to get us past that level when, to be fair, he didn't stand a chance. That was the thing with old games, though. They were outrageously hard. If there's a film, if you've never seen it, called The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters, which is one man's attempt to break the Donkey Kong world record. And that game was known as one of the hardest ever to play on the arcade, in the sense that you had to get far enough that there was a kill screen. And that kill screen was where the computer, basically the arcade, the cabinet, ran out of memory and it stopped. But to even get beyond the third level was nigh impossible. Hannah says, James Bond on my brother's Nintendo 64 was the first game I remember playing. Have these memories of it being so tense and I would jump out of my skin when a baddie jumped out. I think it was the background music that made it so tense. I can hear it in my head now. I've actually got that, if you want to have a listen, if you remember GoldenEye on the N64. I mean, it's just a terrible quality version, but no, N64 GoldenEye was the first time I played a first-person shooter against someone else, because you could split the screen four ways and put four controllers into the N64. Let's play another track. This is Sam Fender and Get You Down. Try again.
You take on the chance.
Sam Fender, Get You Down. This is BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm OJ Borge. We're celebrating Forces Gaming with Esports Live. Thank you to Paul, who's just dropped this into the Twitch chat, who says, the first game I bought that I remember would have been the original Mario on the original Game Boy. Do you know, I had one of those, that Game Boy, and I got outrageously addicted to playing Tetris. I think everyone did who owned one of those back in the day. I even knew how to do the express mode where you, I think you started up and held down and B or something like that, and it started in level 100. He also says, I've recently been going back to play the Amiga classics, the original Prince of Persia. Oh, what a game. What a game that was, which was a side-scrolling one. We had to jump and do stuff. Now, joining me is Corporal Greg Barrett, who goes by the name of White Storm, from the RAF Esports team based near Lucas Station, St. Andrews. How are you, buddy? How are you, Greg?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good background as well. I've been very much excited by people's backgrounds. What is that? Let's have a look. Oh, you've got the green screen. Just for people who are listening to BFBS, not watching on the stream, just explain your background.
Okay, so on the background, I've just put a metal kind of look on it, and then I've got the RGN Chieftains like badge patch that we would normally have. Like I've got on here, this is the RGN patch on the hat. Mm. That's our patch that we have for our team.
Indeed. Now, you're an RAF man, but you're into tanks. How does that work?
Well, basically, I was in Cyprus. My friend introduced me to this brand new game way back in about 2011-12, World of Tanks. It was a very different game back then. And he introduced me to it, fell in love with it, and played it religiously ever since.
For people who've not played it, and I'm one of those people, what is World of Tanks like?
Basically, it's like a battle arena that lasts a maximum of 15 minutes. You have historical tanks up to just after World War II. And it doesn't really go further than that. Maybe the 60s is probably the latest that it goes up to because of the way shells work. Armor becomes basically irrelevant after that with the salvo rounds and stuff. So it's a fixed time period, but they're continually putting in new lines of tanks. Italian tanks, Swedish tanks, Russian tanks, British tanks, even American tanks. We've got everything in there. It's a free-to-play game, and we have our own team, RGN Chieftains, named after the great British tank. One of the strongest tanks in the game, in fact. And, you know, there's like 40 of us that all play World of Tanks on the RGN Chieftains Discord channel. We get together every night, pretty much, when people are, you know, obviously there are people coming and going and whatnot. And we play specifically as a clan, as a team, on a Tuesday. We call it Tanker Tuesday. Starts about 8 o'clock, rolls off the tongue. We do some, like, icebreaker games where we pretend we play a game called Humans versus Zombies with tanks.
Do you?
Basically, what happens is we get tier two tanks, little baby tiny tanks from World War One, and you get some two big tanks, and they have to chase the little tanks around, but there's no shooting. You drive into them and they explode.
Right, right.
Humans versus Zombies.
I dig the. I have to download it to have a crack at it. I've never played World of Tanks.
Like I said, it's free.
I'm in. I'm coming in. I'm going to play. Although, actually, I have to do a bit of work first, otherwise, I get embarrassed first time I play if it was real people. You've got an upcoming event that mixes real life with tanks and
That's
gaming.
Right.
How does this work?
Well, basically, every year, this is going to be our second year of doing this. We're going to be doing something called Chief Meet, because we're the chieftains. It kind of rolls off the tongue. We're going down to Norfolk, to the Norfolk Tank Museum, to a thing called Armor Fest. And basically, I've written an admin order, so hopefully people can get the Friday off. And basically, we're all going to go as a formed team, as a unit, because the nature of the game is you can't have everybody from Lucas playing, because there's only six of us.
Right.
So our team of 40 odd plus people is based all around the RAF. We've even got some veterans in there. We welcome veterans, independents, and all sorts of people from the military side of life.
Oh, wow.
And we're getting together. We're all going to Norfolk to the Armor Fest. We're going to see some tanks, and then we're going to set all the computers up in the last station commander's house of Coltishall. He owns a house in Norfolk near the Tank Museum. We're going to use his house because he's part of the team. He's happy to do it. And we're going to set up loads and loads of computers and play as a form team with each other, like seeing each other, talking to each other. Have a load of beers, some curry. It's going to be absolutely awesome.
It sounds,
but also, see real tanks.
It sounds amazing. Listen, we've run out of time. I'm sure there's a link to that. I'm going to stick it into the chat. But Greg Barrett, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with me. It sounds
Thanks
amazing.
Much,
thank
OJ.
You so much, buddy. Thank you so much. So there you go. Our show is almost done. I'm going to play one more song. I've got a question to go with it. This is iconic because of a game that it came from. What game was it? The game was released in 97. It featured for the first time an indoor mode. David Beckham was on the UK cover. Indeed. And there you go, the end of another show. That was Blur with Song 2. What game was it from? Released in 97, indoor mode, Beckham on the cover. Yes, it was FIFA The Road to the World Cup 98, which I was great at. Thank you for listening and getting involved. I'm OJ Borge. I'll be back next week, same time. As always, thanks to the audio content from with a variety of guests from the Forces, esports teams, plus gaming community. And please do get in touch and keep an eye on all the socials. I'll let all the links of things we've chatted about on this week's show will be in there. Next week back, same time, same place, BFBS, the Forces station, and streaming in all the usual places. Have a great week. We'll see you same time next week.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces station.